This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports.
This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESV Sports on AM 1490 and the new B107.5 FM.
Good evening and welcome into Bradford Lady Owls Basketball on WESV Sports. I am your voice of the Owls, Jimmy Keltz, broadcasting live from the Owls Nest. My sound engineer and producer Igor is back at the station as we get set for our first chance to check in with the Lady Owls so far this season. So far they are 2-5 on the season, 7 games in. They won their first game of the year. It was game one at the Otto Eldred Holiday Tournament in that first round. They got the first win to go to the championship game, and then they lost there in the championship game. Then they moved on, played Port Allegheny, lost that one, played at Countersport, and lost that as well. Then they got a really nice win against Union High away at Union High School. And then recently the last two losses at Punxsutawney and at Ridgeway. The other game that they played here at home was against Port Allegheny. Tough game for the girls, and they played well. Things just kind of fell apart a little bit in the second half for the Lady Owls. So they'll see if they can get their first win here on their home court this season. Obviously something they'll be looking to do, and just check that one off the list. A little bit of a smaller team for the Lady Owls this year. They don't typically have large numbers as, say, like, you know, the boys teams, but even compared to just the most recent few seasons, not quite as many players as we've seen, but the ones that they do have, a lot of returning players, a lot of returning starters. Most notably is senior Alana Benson. She is their main producer on offense, and she has been even playing with some of the other girls, Hannah Larry. She has been a contributor for years now on this Lady Owls team, here in her senior year, now kind of guiding the team, leading the show. And alongside her is Callie Dixon. Callie has been another mainstay for the Lady Owls. She's a taller girl, down low presence, and really has kind of matured into kind of just that big man role down low. She's really strong. She gets good rebounds, and she's also developed a jump shot, so she can put up from outside as well with the best of them. So kind of a dual threat there from Callie Dixon. Her younger sister, Corey, joins the squad. We also have Carly Pershini is another returning starter who got a lot of playing time last year. And the one sophomore that saw significant time off the bench last year is Mackenzie Taylor. She was a freshman, and they used her a lot last year off the bench, and now she is in an extended role here in her junior year. She's going to have a successful career for the next couple of years here for the Lady Owls. Their opponent tonight is Kane. The Lady Wolves have traveled, and they will be here at the Owls Nest. They are having a little bit better of a season, but they aren't without their faults either. So see if the Bradford team here can exploit some of those weaknesses. They don't have a lot of height. A lot of their girls are a little bit shorter, but they do have some good shooters on the team. They are led usually by Cora Jakailik. That whole Jakailik family is full of athletes. And they also have a few other shooters as well. Mia Anderson and Haley Hillman will be producers for Kane. And we'll see exactly how fast of a start we can get this game off to. We've seen the Lady Owls put up, I believe, their one win. They scored 42 or 46 points, and it was more points than actually the boys had scored on that same night, putting up a lot of points. If they can get it going early, then they have people that can keep that momentum going. It's just when they start to slide down, sometimes the lead, their deficit rather, becomes more and more insurmountable. And they haven't been able to kind of claw back into any of their games yet. But they have had a couple of wins, a couple of blowouts, and they've also been able to keep a couple of them close as well. So we've seen kind of every look from the Lady Owls here as we tick down. Well, pretty soon we'll have our national anthem, and then we'll be able to get to the starting lineups before tip-off. Still 2 minutes left in our warm-ups here. And speaking of the Lady Owls, that first win of the year at the Otto Eldred Holiday Tournament, they came out really strong. That wasn't the highest scoring game, but their defense really held up, and it was good hustle back and forth on both sides of the ball. The offense and the defense, I mean, they really came out with that first game of the year, hustling up and down the court. Alana Benson was the leading scorer in that first game, just like she has been so many times this season, and you know, you would assume will continue to be. But really, Carly Pershini, one of the biggest hustlers. I mean, she's always chasing down the loose ball. She's a great defender as well, not afraid to get physical. And then Callie Dixon underneath grabbing the rebounds. Those are really going to be the three things that they'll need to succeed, not only tonight, but in just about every game of the season. They're going to need Callie Dixon as a presence underneath, grabbing boards and getting those second chance opportunities. They need Benson on as a shooter, and they need Pershini's defense and hustle, gathering up all the loose balls and then creating some chaos on defense as well. If those three things are clicking, then this Lady Owls team can match up with the best of them. Looks like we've got about a minute to go here before our tip-offs. So they're going to pause and do some announcements. And we, of course, will pause for the national anthem and then come back with our starting lineups. And then immediately following the Lady Owls game, we actually have a bit of a double feature tonight on WESB Sports. We're going to kick off week 16 of the NFL with Thursday Night Football. The Jacksonville Jaguars are up in New York to take on the Jets. Jaguars looking more and more like the class of the AFC South. The Jets trying to find their footing. So we'll see what week 16 holds tonight in the NFL. So we'll take a quick break here to pause in the action, and we'll come back with our starting lineups. Get ready for tip-off tonight for Bradford Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include Devin Kloss State Farm, WR Case & Sons, ABC Grow With Me, and Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford. This is Bradford High Lady Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
And that means the national anthem has concluded. We are just about ready to introduce the starting lineups here at the Owl's Nest for the ladies' second home game of the season. And I believe this is their last of the year as well for 2022. We'll double-check the schedule, but I believe this is the last game before their holiday break. They'll have one game, let's see, January 3rd. Yeah, so this will be the last one before the new year, and then January 3rd, they'll be back in action. They'll be hosting Warren. In the meantime, let's get our starting lineups. First off, for the Kane Lady Wolves, as we mentioned, number 11, Cora Jakailik, a really good athlete in the entire family, is a name that we call in just about every sport every time we see the Wolves. And number 23, Mia Anderson. Number 5, Haley Hillman. Number 21, Maya Smith. And number 3, Leah Tingani. A couple other role players there for the Lady Wolves will be number 24, Riley Haight, and number 13, Emma Danielson as well. And starting tonight for your Bradford Lady Owls are the five role players that I mentioned in pregame. Number 2, senior Alana Benson. Number 4, senior Callie Dixon. Number 3, junior Corey Dixon. Number 22, senior Carly Pershini. And number 4, the sophomore Mackenzie Taylor. On the bench for Bradford will be number 20, Mallory Craig. Number 5, Kate Cullen. And number 12, Mackenzie Miller. Of course, the Dixon sisters had a very successful year in track as well. Much of our Bradford athletes, two-sport athletes, just like on the boys' team. So congratulations to all of our student athletes and multi-sport athletes tonight. And there's the buzzer. So the Lady Owls will take to the floor. Obviously, Callie Dixon will be handling the tip. And she'll go up against the tallest cane Lady Wolf on the floor. That is Mia Anderson. They match up quite well. Mia might have an inch or two on Callie. Kane in their blue away uniforms with the white stripe down the side, working from right to left, and they have control of the tip. The Lady Owls in their all-white home uniforms. Swinging around the perimeter to start off are the Lady Wolves. Now a drive down the left side, kicked out, pump fake on the three. Back around the perimeter from right to left. And then a cross-court pass, drives inside, kicks it back out. There's another pump fake, looking to the elbow. Drives inside, dumps it down low to Anderson, and that's good for two. Mia Anderson puts Kane on the board, and they have a early 2-0 lead. Just about a half a minute taken off the clock here. Now Benson's going to come up. She takes a high screen from Taylor and hands it off to her. Now here's a steal. The Lady Wolves out and running, coming the other way. Down the lane, right side, and a travel called. Number 21, Maya Smith. I tried a little bit of an up and under move, and one too many steps here. So Benson, a lot of pressure here from Kane early. Man-to-man press. Here's Taylor, back to Pershini, and another steal. Pershini trying to get it back, and she does. To Taylor on the right side. Looking for the cutting Dixon. And Callie is there, puts up a shot, no good, gets her own rebound, tries to pass it back out to Taylor, and that goes out of bounds. Going to be Kane basketball. So a nice job there from Dixon to get her own rebound. She tried to get it out for a second chance shot, but that will be a Bradford turnover. Lady Wolves go back to work. It's a quick shot from about 10 feet out on the right side, hits the rim all over, but bounces out. Mackenzie Taylor gets the rebound and tries to dribble out of a trap, but ends up losing the ball out of bounds, and that's going to be Kane possession. 6:28 to go, still a 2-0 Lady Wolves lead. Inbound from under their own net, out to Anderson, and a swing around the perimeter from left to right. Pump fake, drives inside, kicks it back out. Now working from right to left. Nice bounce pass to Anderson, who pulls up from about 8 feet. It's too strong, but they get their own rebound, go back up with it. Now a third chance opportunity, and that one bounces in and out as well. Anderson with that rebound, no good. And finally, put in by Maya Smith, for two. It's a 4-0 Kane lead. And Kane just able to keep that possession alive with 4 or 5 offensive rebounds. Now here's another steal coming back down, fast break. Layup is no good. Another offensive board for Kane. Puts up the shot, and fouled is Leah Tigani. That foul called on Carly Pershini. Her first, team first. And Tigani to the line for two. First one is up and off the glass and good. So that makes it 5-0 with 5:37 left in the first quarter. Second shot hits the back iron, and that's good. Call it 6-0 now. Still running that full court press are the Lady Wolves. Pershini breaks it, gets it across half court, takes a high screen from Benson. And a reach-in foul called on Tigani as she was trying to get another steal there. Quick hands for Kane as they have multiple takeaways here in the first quarter. But that one, no good. Here's another steal attempt as we reach in, slap the ball away, but it goes right out of bounds. So Bradford will retain possession. Still 6-0 lead for Kane. Benson will inbound. She finds Mackenzie Taylor in the backcourt. Taylor going to drive in on the right side. Finds some room. Kicks it out to Corey Dixon. Corey to her sister at the elbow, and she's called for a travel as she turns around. Tries to pass it away, but took one too many steps before she could. So Kane will take over again with a chance to extend this lead by a few more points. Already up 6-0. And Pershini with a steal. Kane's able to get it back. Pershini with the good defense. Comes out to the top of the perimeter. Lady Owls run the 2-3 defense here. Now Mackenzie Taylor steals the pass down low. And the Lady Owls are off and running the other way. High screen from Dixon. Tries to free up Taylor, and she does. Taylor drives it down. Left side layup no good. Kane with the rebound. Now Kane will come back with it. Will they run the fast break? They will. Left-handed layup, no good. Corey Dixon fighting for the rebound. Outlet pass to Benson. Benson pushing. She's got Corey Dixon. And Corey is fouled. Nice sequence there from the Lady Owls trying to make something happen. Callie with the rebound. And a quick outlet pass. A good awareness there as she was falling out of bounds to get rid of it and get it to Benson. Benson inbounds to Dixon for three. It's no good. The rebound goes long, and Kane has it. Ticking down to about 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Here's a three ball up and no good. Another offensive board for Kane, and Anderson puts this one back in on the right side. And now it's 8-0. Kane leads. Mackenzie Taylor gets a high screen from Benson. She's going to drive right through it. Right side. Benson will come back to the ball now. Collect it. High screen for Pershini. Step back three from Benson. It's just off on the left side. Collected by Pershini. She tries to put it back up, but it's no good. And now Kane is off and running again. Down on the left side. Picks up her dribble. Pershini almost gets the steal. But there's a perfectly placed Lady Wolf to retrieve the loose ball. Cross court pass. Drive inside down the middle of the lane. Floater rolls around and comes out. She collects her own rebound, does Cora Jakilic. Now a pass, baseline drive, layup no good, blocked by Callie Dixon. It'll go out of bounds, and Kane will retain possession. Penn State. Quick change here as Haley Hillman comes out for Riley Haight. Here's the inbound for Kane. Down low pass, kicked back out and around the perimeter. Stolen by Pershini, but the ball goes loose. It's an over and back. Backcourt violation for the Lady Wolves as Pershini knocked it loose. And Jakilic hustled to get to it, but got into the backcourt. And now, with 2:52 left in the first quarter, an 8-0 Kane lead. We have our first timeout, and it's a Bradford timeout. We'll take a timeout with him. Again, 8-0 Kane leads over the Lady Owls. It's Bradford Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. And Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Back to the Owl's Nest here. About 10 seconds left in the Lady Owl's full timeout. And trying to regroup here and stop this run that Kane has started the game on. The entire first quarter of the game so far has been an 8-0 Lady Wolves run. Still just under 3 minutes to go here in the first frame. As Bradford tries to get on the scoreboard for the first time. Inbound from Benson to Taylor. Still the same five on the floor. The Dixon sisters, Mackenzie Taylor, Carly Pershini, who just puts up a three. It goes long. And Kane gets the rebound. And, of course, Alana Benson still on the floor as well. Here's a drive right side. Layup goes long. And Callie Dixon gets the board. Outlet pass goes to Mackenzie Taylor. Downcourt pass intended for Benson. And she drops it off to Corey Dixon for three, or for a long two, rather. It's no good. Now Kane coming back the other way. Jakylik stops to set up the offense. So they've switched out of the 2-3 zone to a 3-2 zone to the Lady Owls. Here's a drive and a layup, no good. Hauled down the offensive board, but then shuffled the feet, got called for a travel. So the Lady Owls take back over. Still applying pressure as Kane with the full court press. Pass intended for Benson, almost stolen. Corey Dixon able to corral it. Passes it out to Callie from about 5 feet out, and it's just off the rim. And the rebound goes to Jakylik. Jakylik down low. Here's a drive. Goes high off the glass. But they still somehow get their offensive rebound out of bounds on Kane. Great rebounding by the Lady Wolves. Just now they crash the boards. It seems like every lady on the Kane roster is under the rim as soon as that shot goes up. Here's Benson on the other side. Takes a high screen from Dixon. Pick and roll. Dixon on the left, and that's good. The first two for the Lady Owls as Callie Dixon with the left-handed layup on the pick and roll, and it's 8-2 Kane leads with 1:13 left in the first quarter. The Lady Wolves get back to work now, a high screen and a drive on the right side, runs right into a defender, has to kick it back out. Now a baseline drive, stopped, back out, jumper from 12 feet, no good. And the putback attempt, no good. Now Mackenzie Taylor gets the board and she'll dribble it out for Bradford. Pershini now, and she's stolen from behind. Jakyla goes up for the layup, no good. Benson with the rebound. Now the Lady Owls trying to run. Benson at the three, drives inside, picked her pocket though, and now Kane coming back the other way. All the way down court. And it's going to be a foul on Bradford. It's on Pershini. It'll be her second. Team second. And the first shot is up and good with Haley Hillman on the line. Pershini had the foul. It looked like Corey Dixon had a hand on the ball anyways. Might have had the block there, but of course, Pershini just trying to help out on D. Second attempt is up and good. So the Lady Wolves 4-for-4 from the line and take a 10-2 lead with 22 seconds left in the first quarter. Benson collects the inbound. Gets across half court. Still a lot of time here for the Lady Owls. Spin move from Benson. Steps back, kicks it over. And the shot is short, but Corey Dixon with the rebound. Shot was up by Mackenzie Miller, who just entered the game for Bradford. Now we've got another turnover here as the Owls give it back. 8 seconds to go. Jakylik gets across half court. And a three put up off the glass. It'll be no good. And that brings us to the end of the first quarter. Kane leads 10-2 over Bradford. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest. Getting ready for the start of the second quarter for Bradford Lady Owls basketball. Currently trailing by 8 to Kane. It's 10-2. Both teams doing well in the foul department. Only two team fouls each. So that's not a big issue here early. Starting the second quarter for the Lady Owls is Mackenzie Taylor, Alana Benson, Callie Dixon, Corey Dixon, and Mackenzie Miller. So Pershini with both of those two Bradford fouls will start on the bench as to keep her out of foul trouble. Here's a nice little scoop pass to Callie Dixon, but stolen on her way up to the rim. Now Kane coming back down with it. Kicked out, three-pointer up. It's long. And nice second chance opportunity there for Riley Haight, who puts in her first of the game and makes it 12-2. Now Corey Dixon, pump fake, gets her defender in the air, drives to the basket, and the ball absolutely stops on the top of the rim before falling out. And now the Lady Wolves coming down the other way, and the rebound is nearly collected, but then tipped out of bounds by Kane. So it'll be Bradford possession. Taylor inbounds, bounce pass to Benson. Benson going to bring it up. Over half court with it now. Looks like Dixon's going to set up a screen high on the left side. Benson fakes that way, then a step back three, hits the front rim, is on, but short. Kane with the rebound. Coming back down the other way. Nice pass, but Corey Dixon's there for the steal. Jumps in front of it. Now a steal back for Kane. Kelly Dixon tracks down the loose ball. Good hustle there. Dixon off and running. Looking for help here. And tries to pass to Benson. And Benson couldn't get to it. It goes out of bounds. And called Bradford ball. Inbounded to Miller, and now to Benson. Benson, cross-court pass to Callie Dixon. She's going to hand it back off to Benson. Benson, another step back three. That one's on, call it. Benson cashes in her first, and it's 12-5. 6:05 left in the first half. Good ball movement here by Kane, and it's almost stolen by Miller. Kane somehow able to keep a hand on it. Now Anderson collects a pass down low. She tries to kick it back out. Pass goes awry, but nothing doing as Kane is able to track it down. Now they swing around the perimeter from left to right. Another tipped pass. Still handled by the Lady Wolves. Working their way down low and blocked by Corey Dixon. She's off and running. She's got a defender in front of her. Going to go up on the left side. Layup's no good. No foul called. Kane with the rebound. Trying to push back down the other way. Stolen by Corey Dixon. Corey outlet pass to Mackenzie Taylor. Taylor comes up. Drives right side. And tries to kick it out, but it's stolen. Kane coming back. Left-handed layup. Strong, but drops as Leah Tagani gets her first field goal. She had two earlier from the charity stripe. 14-5, Kane leads. Benson with some fancy footwork drives inside. Left-handed finger roll, good. Alana Benson trying to get going here in the second quarter. Cuts the lead to 7. It's 14-7 with 4.5 minutes left in the first half, and Kane will take a timeout there. Again, still leading 14-7. It's Bradford Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Becoming a Toyota certified used vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry. Offers end January 3rd. Toyota. Let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest. Kane leading Bradford 14-7 here for Lady Owls basketball. Kane doing a few things really well here tonight. Crashing the boards. Their offensive rebounds have been absolutely amazing. How many second, third, fourth chance opportunities? I mean, really doing a good job getting under the net every time a shot goes up, hustling down there, and then fighting for the ball. And it's really done a lot for this team here early to jump out to that lead. They remember they had that 8-0 run to start the game, and a lot of that was off the second and third chance opportunities. Lady Owls will have to try to tighten up, box out a little bit. And Benson has gotten going a little bit here in the second. And there's Tagani with just a quick shot from about 8 feet out and cashes that in for a 9-point lead, 16-7. Now Mackenzie Taylor on the other side, no good, but Callie Dixon gets the board. Benson back to Taylor, tries again from the right side. That one's a little strong. And that's going to be a foul on Corey Dixon, I believe. Yep. Little push there. Called on Corey. That's her first, team third. Still 16-7 with 4 minutes to go in the first half. Jakylik brings it up. Gives it to Tagani. Now around the perimeter. Kane trying to pass it across court. Tagani for a long two. No good. Corey Dixon with the rebound. Outlet pass to Taylor. Taylor across half court. Looking to direct traffic. Hits it to Carly Pershini re-entering the game. Corey Dixon out to Callie. She puts up a shot. No good. Mackenzie Taylor trying to run it down before it goes out of bounds. Can't get there. And it'll be Kane basketball. 3.5 minutes left in the first half. Still a 16-7 lead for the Lady Wolves. Jakylik brings it up. Going to drive right down the middle and bounce pass to the elbow. Back to Jakylik. Driving down the right side. Benson takes a swat, almost gets a steal. Can't quite get there. Here's Tagani for three from the corner. No good. And Corey Dixon trying to chase down the rebound, touched it before it went out of bounds, so it's going to stay. No, didn't touch it before it went out of bounds, so it'll be Kane turnover. And Lady Owls possession. 3 minutes left in the first half. Inbound from Pershini to Benson. Benson across half court. Puts on the little crossover, step back three, and that's good. Alana Benson. Again, trying to heat up, and it's 16-10. Now here's a drive right to the hoop by Jakylik, and she slices through like a hot knife through butter. And the layup is good for two, 18-10. Mackenzie Taylor with the ball, and Jakylik trying to come away with the steal. Goes out of bounds, and it'll stay Bradford possession. Benson inbounds to Taylor. Taylor going to hit Benson right up at the top of the key. Benson going to dribble back just in front of half court, try to reset. She'll find Callie Dixon. Callie will put up a three. That's a little strong. And Jakylik has the rebound. Kane off and running. Jakylik approaches the three on the right side and hits Anderson in the corner for three. And that's good. Mia Anderson with a three-pointer. Makes it 21-10, a double-digit lead. Callie Dixon trying to answer back, and she does. 21-13 with 1:48 to play in the first half. Jakylik to Tagani. And over in the corner is Kylie Eok. Chikailik. No, Tagani puts up a three. And now that's good. 23-13. Benson for three, and that's on, but long. Goes out of bounds, but going to stay Bradford ball. So a really nice job from the Owls to stay in this one, but the threes are falling for Kane as well. Benson has a nice look at another one, but this one rolls around the rim and pops out. Now Tagani going to come up over to Jakailik on the left side. Jakailik's going to drive, kicks it out, and now they'll swing across from left to right, back to the left. Tagani drives in left side, high off the glass, no good. Corey Dixon with the board. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Kane basketball. I think Corey thought that one of the Lady Wolves had last touched it. Ref saw it differently. Jakailik to Tagani. Back to Jakailik. Benson tries to lunge for it and misses. But the Lady Owls recover. Good help defense there. Kane trying to work the ball around. Trying to find Anderson high, and a Benson comes away with the screen. Anderson was posted up at the free throw line. Kelly Dixon for three. That's long. And Jakailik with the box out and the rebound. She's going to drive in right side. All alone, drives. The shot is waved off. And it's an offensive foul on Mia Anderson off the ball. That is her first, team third. So the shot's waved off. 10 seconds left in the first half. 8 seconds. Benson at half court. 5 seconds. 3 seconds. Benson puts it up. It's on again, but hits the back of the rim and bounces out. So we have the end of the first half. And Kane leads 23-13. But the Lady Owls turned it up there as 11 of those 13 points were put up in the second quarter. So if they can find their shooting a little bit, then they can claw their way back into this game. Currently down by 10. Again, 23-13 as they head into the locker rooms. And we're going to take a quick break and be back with a quick halftime show. It's Bradford Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include Devin Kloss State Farm, W.R. Case & Sons, ABC Grow With Me, and Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford. This is Bradford High Lady Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
Becoming a Toyota Certified Used Vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry, offers end January 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to the Lady Owls Halftime Show on WESB Sports. We are here at the Owl's Nest with Kane leading as both teams head into the locker room. Up by 10 right now, 23-13 over Bradford. And really, a couple of keys here for Kane early. I've mentioned it a few times, but their offensive rebounding is really out of this world. I mean, they continually get to the board. Every time a shot goes up for one of their own, they all crash the board. Nobody goes out long. They're not worried about getting down court quick for an outlet pass. They just all go for the board, and it usually pays off. They have numbers down low. They come away with the rebound, and they kick it back out. They get second and third and fourth chance opportunities, and that is really how they built their lead. And the other thing that they've been able to do is they have so many producers. They're really able to spread the ball around, and no matter who has the ball, they've been more than capable of putting up points. I mean, they've really spread it around well. One, two, three, four, five, six players on the score sheet here for the Lady Wolves in the first half. Bradford, two players on the score sheet, two of the usual suspects, but they really started heating up there in the second quarter. It was really cold in the first quarter. Not only that, but Kane just had so many more looks. Bradford is being out-rebounded, and the turnovers were really a problem in the first quarter. Fouls not so much, but turnovers lost the ball a lot there in the first quarter. And started to clean that up a little bit in the second. They'll need to keep improving on that here after halftime to try to claw back into this game. And they need their two scorers now to keep producing, and they're going to need probably a third, maybe a fourth producer as well. Because right now, it's just Alana Benson and Callie Dixon on the score sheet. They're going to need somebody else, Mackenzie Taylor, Corey Dixon, Pershini maybe to step up and find a few points as well. And going through quarter by quarter, Kane jumped out quickly right from tip-off. They built an 8-0 lead in the first quarter. They eventually ended up putting up 10 points in that first, whereas Bradford was stuck at 2. They didn't get their first 2 points until over halfway through the first quarter. So we go into the second, 10-2, Kane leading, and then Bradford started to turn it on. Now, Kane still did outscore them in the second quarter, but it was much closer. It was 13-11 when you break it down in the second, which gives us our halftime score now of 23-13. Going through the score sheet here for Kane, they are led by Mia Anderson. Mia had the quick, the first two shots there down low, and she had a three-pointer in the second quarter for a total of 7. We've got Leah Tagani, who's really done a nice job. She had 2 free throws in the first quarter and then a couple of buckets in the second. She's got 6 points. Then we have 4 points from Riley Haight, and we have 2 apiece from Cora Jakilic, Haley Hillman, and Maya Smith for a total of 23. On the Bradford side of the ball, again, they are led by Alana Benson. She was quiet, kept quiet in the first quarter, but really started trying to find her shot, work for her shot, and it paid off in the second there. She put up 8 points. It was 2 3-pointers and a 2-point field goal, and Callie Dixon with 5 points. So she was the only one to score in the first quarter, and she also put up a 3 in the second quarter for 5. 8 and 5 is how we get to 13. And of course, that is, again, our score here at the half, 23-13, Kane leads. Just a couple of minutes left here in our halftime break before we get back into the action. So we're gonna pause for another about a minute and a half, and then we'll be back with our third quarter and the second half of Bradford Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Child Care, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of child care, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner Circle sponsors helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsons, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devon Closs State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devon and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Back to the Owl's Nest for Lady Owls basketball. We're just getting to the end of halftime here and getting back into the action. And it looks like Mackenzie Miller is going to start the second half in place of Mackenzie Taylor. And then we've got the rest of the starting five. Carly Pershini, Callie Dixon, Corey Dixon, and Alana Benson. Kane, meanwhile, will start with possession. We've got Maya Smith on the floor alongside Leah Tagani, Cora Jakailik, Mia Anderson, and Haley Hillman. And right away, Carly Pershini jumps onto the ball and causes a jump ball. So it's going to be Bradford possession here as Kane started with it. Possession arrow will flip back over in Kane's favor. Benson going to bring it across half court. And a high screen from Miller. Miller pops off and sets her another one. Benson going to come back out and set. Dixon going to come out to the left side. Callie Dixon tries to spin off the defender. And a nice little give and go there. Dixon down low. Fights through it. As it looked like they had a hand on the ball, Callie Dixon just fought through the hand and put it up and good. And now it's 23-15. Kane leads. Jakailik handling it for Kane. Around the perimeter, back to Jakailik. Down to the corner for Maya Smith. Shot is no good. Corey Dixon with the rebound. Dixon looking for a little help. She'll take it herself. She's going to get across half court. Now she'll have some help. Doesn't need it. Splits the defenders. Kicks it over to Miller for two. It's just short, but Corey has the rebound. Corey Dixon tries for the putback. Mia Anderson rips down that rebound. Outlet pass to Tagani. Tagani cuts down the middle of the lane. Kicks it out to Jakailik for a long two. No good, but cleaned up by Maya Smith. 25-15, the lead back up to double digits. Benson trying to split through defenders. She's gonna back out and come back across the three. Gonna take a high screen from Pershini and put up a three from way out, but it's almost in. It's on, but just a little long. Bounces off the back and front of the rim. Pops back out. Jakailik off and running now for Kane. Kyle cross-court pass to Tagani. Tagani going to drive left side. Turn around. Passes back out. Hillman back to Tagani. Tagani looking cross-court pass to Jakailik. And back up to the elbow. Good ball movement here from Kane. And a really nice pass. Finds Maya Smith down near the baseline. But she mishandled it. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Bradford, though, so Kane will hang on to it. Mackenzie Miller comes back out of the game for Mackenzie Taylor. Kane inbounds. Smith over to Anderson. Anderson from the left side, high off the glass and in. And Mia Anderson just uses the length and goes up over top of everybody. Benson, a high screen from Dixon, give and go. Dixon on the left side, puts up the layup, no good. And Kane with the rebound, off and running, trying to push. Right-handed layup is no good. Anderson can't get the board. Corey Dixon has it. Outlet pass to Taylor. Mackenzie Taylor will bring it up for Bradford. She finds Benson. Benson cross-court to Callie Dixon. That's up for a shot. It's just a little long. The rim's very unforgiving here tonight for the Lady Owls. Kane trying to run in transition, and Corey Dixon pokes it loose. And the ball goes right into the hands of Mackenzie Taylor. Taylor going to drive in right side. Kicks it out to Corey Dixon. Inside to Callie Dixon. Goes high off the glass. No foul call. She doesn't like it. But Kane has the ball. And they're coming the other way. Jakylik drives inside. Kicks it out. A three-pointer up. No good. And Kane all of a sudden has stopped crashing the boards. The thing that made them so successful in the first half. Mackenzie Taylor hauls that rebound in. And Bradford's going to take a timeout. Harris, they're down by 12, but they do have possession following the last missed shot. There's 4:13 left in the third quarter. Again, 27-15, Kane leads. Bradford Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest for Lady Owls basketball in the middle of a Bradford timeout here as they trail by 12 to Kane. It's 27-15. I've been praising the Lady Wolves all night as they've really outdone Bradford in rebounds. On both sides, defensive rebounds, offensive rebounds. But just on the last couple shots here, I noticed that they are not crashing the glass like they did in that first half. No, it hasn't paid dividends for Bradford yet, but if that continues, now that could be a fatigue thing. But if it continues, it could swing into Bradford's favor. All right, out of the timeout, inbound goes to Taylor. She finds Alana Benson. Benson gets a high screen from Corey Dixon. Passes it off to Pershini. Pershini down low to Callie Dixon. Callie step back and a two, but it's blocked by Mia Anderson. And Kane comes away with it. Jakylik going to drive in right side. Comes back outside the perimeter. Jakylik goes up top to the middle. Passes it over to Miller. And loose ball stolen by Benson. Benson going to run it herself right into Jakylik, and it's stolen from behind her by Maya Smith. Smith out to Mia Anderson. That's short, and Mackenzie Taylor with the rebound. 3 minutes, 15 seconds left in the third quarter. Taylor going to get a high screen from Pershini. She gives it to Pershini for three, and that's just short. Mia Anderson with the board. Outlet pass to Jakylik. Down to about 3 minutes now left in the third. Cross-court pass. Miller puts up a shot. That's no good. Anderson tried to grab it. She missed. And it's going to go out of bounds. Lady Owls basketball. Pershini will inbound to Benson. And Benson will bring it up. So Lady Owls have gone cold again here shooting. So they got hot in the second quarter. But just... everything bouncing off the rim. Fairly unforgiving here tonight. Here's a high screen from Dixon for Benson. Give and go. Dixon drives in left side. And it's no good. However, looks like Corey Dixon got the rebound. Put it back in. Count it. And the foul. So she'll go to the line for three the hard way.
Corey Dixon. The foul was on Jakylik. It's her first team foul of the half. The three-point opportunity was no good. But the offensive board there by the Lady Owls. Now Pershini down low is fouled as she tries to put up a layup. So she's going to go to the line for two. And that one's going to be called on Haley Hillman, her first, team second. Pershini, first shot is good. And that cuts the lead back down to single digits. And the second shot is up and good as well. Down to an 8-point game, 27-19, with just over 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Tigani over to Jakylik. Jakylik drives baseline, and it's stolen by Callie Dixon. Dixon slows it down, gets across half court, hands it off to Benson. Benson at the top of the key, going to take a high screen from Pershini. The other side, step back three. It's off the mark and hauled in by Kane. Riley Haight cleans it up. Now Tigani over to Ayuk. Jakylik with a nice move, drives in, layup no good. Mackenzie Taylor with the board. And stolen back by Kane, and a foul. And that's Mackenzie Taylor, I believe, her first, team first. And Kane will inbound. It goes to Tigani. Tigani drives in left side, tries to put up a layup. No good. And it's going to be a jump ball as Pershini hauls in the rebound, but she gets tangled up quickly. And it'll stay Kane possession. We'll flip the possession arrow back over to Bradford. Quick personnel change here for Kane as Jakylik comes out. Here's the inbound over to Tigani. Down low. Shot is no good, and Corey Dixon able to track it down. Outlet pass to Mackenzie Taylor. Now the Lady Owls try to cut into the lead. Pershini for three. It's no good, and it goes out of bounds. Maya Smith let that one go, and she'll inbound for Kane. Not a bad look for Pershini. It was a quick shot, but she was open. Not exactly ill-advised. Would have cut the lead down to five. Kane trying to work around the perimeter. Ooh, gets it down low to Anderson, but she mishandles the pass, and it goes out of bounds. So another Kane turnover here, and it's Bradford ball with 46 seconds left in the third quarter. Kane still leads 27-19. Benson brings it across half court. Benson setting it up. She's got Callie Dixon on the left side. Dixon going to drive in. Nice give and go back to Benson as she drives down the lane and is fouled. And that one is called on Maya Smith. It's her first, team third. The inbound to Dixon, then Pershini. Pershini going to dribble and put up the three. It's on but short, and Kane has the rebound. Tigani coming down court. Left side, Tigani puts it up. It's short and corralled by Smith. Smith now puts up a three from the corner. That's off. Corey Dixon, nice hustle there to get in front of that. It was a 50-50 jump ball, and because the Lady Owls just had that possession arrow flip back their way, it'll be Bradford ball. 9 seconds to go. Benson, half court, 6 seconds. Benson takes a high screen from Dixon. 1 second, puts it up, and it's off the glass and no good. And that's where we end the third quarter. 8 minutes to play. 27-19, Kane leads by eight. We'll be back with the final frame of Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
Becoming a Toyota certified used vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry, offers end January 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
WESB Sports.
All right, back to the Owl's Nest for the final frame of Bradford Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports. 8 minutes to play, and the Owls have cut the lead back down to 8. Kane was up by double digits, now 27-19. And if you noticed a change there coming out after halftime, one of the things I picked up on was just the difference in the rebounding here from Kane. But that was the first time the Lady Owls outscored the Lady Wolves over the course of a quarter and limited Kane to just 4 points. Here's Mia Anderson down low. No good. And a rebound kicked out. Tagani's shot, no good. Now Mia Anderson tries to put it back up. No good. Goes out of bounds. On Kane, it's going to be Bradford ball. But not only outscored them, but also held them to 4 points. They were able to put up 6, but a lot of the shots just weren't falling for Bradford. If some of those threes fall, Pershini had a couple of good looks. Benson had a couple of good looks. This becomes a much closer game very quickly. Here's Benson, a high screen from Dixon. Step back three, but an offensive, wow, she cashed it. But an offensive foul called on Kaylee. And that's killer. Callie Dixon with her first foul, team second. And Benson, I mean, drilled that three, nothing but net. Kane with it. Shot is no good. Mackenzie Taylor with the board, trying to dribble out of trouble. Breaks the trap, Pershini trying to help. Got to get it across half court, and she just got called for a violation. She was at half court when that whistle blew. So good pressure there from Kane to force the turnover. Don't want it to sound like I was piling in on Kelly there, as Benson had such a good look. Because it was a high screen from Dixon, but it was a moving screen. So Mia Anderson, meanwhile, puts up another 2, and that puts the lead back up to 10, 29-19. Here's a reach-in foul on Kane, and it's called on Tagani. Her first, team fourth. Lady Owls inbound. Dixon down low. Dixon's going to drive baseline. She's all alone. Layup is short. Anderson pulls down the three. Anderson got there quickly. Jakylik around the perimeter. Anderson for three, no good. And Callie Dixon hauls in the rebound. And she's fouled. So that one, another foul. That's one on Hillman. And that's the fifth team foul. So two away from the bonus. Benson takes the handoff from Dixon. Down to Corey Dixon now, tries to put up a shot, and Anderson blocks it. Corey Dixon's able to track it down. Now Pershini tries to put one up, and she's fouled. So this one is on Tagani. It's a shooting foul, so Pershini will go to the line for 2. It's also the sixth team foul, so the next one will put the Lady Owls in the bonus. They'll start shooting 1-1. Pershini's first shot hits a dead spot in the back of the rim and bounces out. Hits that same dead spot and bounces out again, does her second shot. It's still 29-19. Kane leads with 6 minutes left. Jakylik brings it up to the top of the key. She's going to drive right side, kick it out. They spin around to the elbow. Pass almost stolen, but Kane able to keep a hand on it. Now stolen by Pershini. Pershini trying to get across half court. She does. Has Alana Benson on the left side. Benson looks. Going to get a double screen. One on the right from Pershini is the one she takes. Now left wide open at the top of the key, and she cashes that. You can't leave Benson alone. And that cuts the lead to 7, 29-22 with 5 minutes and 20 seconds left. They just walked away from her at the perimeter. Here's a drive in. Layup is strong. Callie Dixon with the board. Outlet pass to Taylor. Mackenzie Taylor across half court. Taylor looking to her left to Pershini. Pershini over to Callie Dixon. Dixon at the elbow is going to pull up and take the two. Boy, it's on, but just off the inside of the rim. Not a bad look. But just again, just off. Been plaguing the Lady Owls all night. Here's Jakylik. Cross-court pass to Tagani. She's just inside the perimeter. Puts up a long two. No good. Callie Dixon with the board. Dixon's off and running. She has Benson on the other side. Benson comes back and slows it down. She's going to hit the top of the perimeter. Step back three. Short. On, but hits the front of the rim. 29-22. And we're going to get a timeout called from Kane. As Bradford has cut this lead down to 7 and put Kane into some serious foul trouble here. Nobody in any danger of getting fouled out. But 16 fouls here with plenty of time left. It's 29-22. Kane leads. It's Bradford Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Childcare, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of childcare, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
WESB Sports.
Back to Bradford Lady Owls basketball at the Owls Nest, where Kane leads by 7, 29-22. Kane has played some really good basketball here, but has started to find themselves in a little bit of foul trouble. They have possession now as we approach the four-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Jakylik, cross court. She gets it back, now to the elbow. And Jakylik's going to drive in over to the right side. Pershini going for the steal. And Kane able to hang on to it. Back to the top of the perimeter is Jakylik. And over to Smith. And down for a long layup, no good. Callie Dixon has the board. And she's called for a travel. So Kane's going to keep it here. 3 minutes, 40 seconds to go. Tagani comes back into the game. On the floor for the Lady Owls, Callie Dixon, Corey Dixon, Carly Pershini, Mackenzie Taylor, and Alana Benson. Here's the inbound to Jakylik. It goes a little loose, and she tracks it down outside the perimeter. Jakylik picks up her dribble. She gets it back. Passes it off to Haight. And a foul. Called on Corey Dixon. No. Called on Mackenzie Taylor. Her second. Team third. Now here are the Lady Wolves driving left side. Wow, and another foul called. This one's going to be a shooting foul. It's on Callie. So she gets her second now, team fourth. And that puts Haley Hillman at the line. She sinks her first. She was also 2 for 2 in the first quarter. Really nice free throw shooter. She's got one more to go. Kane back up by 8. And another one, nothing but net on all four of her makes. She's 4 for 4. It's 31-22, a 9-point lead for Kane. Benson brings it up for the Lady Owls. Trying to get to the center, she does. Dixon with a high screen. The ball goes to Taylor and down to Dixon in the post. And a nice move by Callie Dixon. And she draws the foul. So she'll go to the line in the bonus for a 1-1. The foul called on Haley Hillman, her third, team seventh. Callie Dixon will go for the first of a 1-1. And that one's good. So she will shoot another. And that one hits the back of the rim, bounces out. Mia Anderson hauls in the rebound. So it's 31-23 with 2:45 remaining. Hillman over to Jakilek, down to Anderson. Corey Dixon with the steal. Outlet pass to Taylor. Lady Owls trying to run. They got Benson down low. Benson going to step back, pop the three. It's short. And Kane cleans it up with the rebound. Jakilek with it. You have to give Kane a lot of credit here as they drive baseline, and that'll send Hillman back to the line for two. You have to give Kane a lot of credit here because a lot of teams with a few point lead and just a couple of minutes left would do all they can to run out the clock and dribble around near half court with no shot clock. Kane not doing that. Still playing the game. Hillman makes her first shot. She's now 5 for 5, and she's barely touched the rim on any of them. 6 for 6. 33-23, back up to a 10-point lead. Just over 2 minutes remaining now. Benson finds Callie Dixon on the left. Dixon's going to drive in right through traffic, puts up the layup. It's a little strong, but her sister Corey has the board. Back out to Callie, and she cleans it up for two. The lead back down to 8, 33-25, with 1:50 to go. Tagani gets across half court and gives it to Jakilek. Jakilek going to drive right down the middle of the lane, picks up her dribble, and coach calls a timeout, saw his player in a little bit of trouble, and thought, we'll get you out of there. So a half a timeout called. 33-25, Kane leads with 1:38 to play. It's Bradford Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devon Closs State Farm at the old post office in Bradford. Let Devon and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest. Got a minute 38 left to go. Kane's going to inbound coming out of the timeout. They got Jakilek right under the rim. She gives it to Tagani. Loose ball. Mia Anderson tries to save it. And just barely saved from going out of the backcourt. Now Jakilek going to drive in right side. She's picked up by Mackenzie Taylor. Taylor all over Jakilek. Good defense, causes the turnover. But Tagani steals it right back. And now Callie Dixon with the block and steal. Unbelievable block. Now Dixon down low to Corey Dixon. Out to Benson for three. It's no good. Mackenzie Taylor cleans it up for two. What a sequence by the Lady Owls. Callie Dixon's block down low on Mia Anderson, then snags the loose ball before it goes out of bounds. Jakilek. And again, all credit to Kane. They're up by 6 right now. And that's going to force the foul game as Mackenzie Taylor has to foul Haley Hillman. It's Taylor's third, team sixth. So they need one more to effectively start playing the foul game and sending Kane to the free throw line. A little rowdy here in the crowd. It's an intentional foul. Yeah. So we have Alana Benson getting called her first foul of the game, an intentional foul. Going to send Tagani to the line all by herself. Tagani misses the first one. She's going to get another one, and then Kane will get possession afterwards. She makes the second. And now Kane will inbound from just in front of half court. 34-27. And I think we got a timeout. Yeah, timeout taken here, but 40 seconds left in the game. We'll keep it here. Again, Kane leading 34-27. So what happened there is as Kane was trying to inbound, Alana Benson was D'ing up on her defensive assignment and was kind of holding a little bit. And she was called for the intentional foul. Now, not something you see all the time, but I think refs just wanted to send the signal there, especially not something you see a lot for their first foul of the game. That was Benson's first foul. But it does kind of come in handy, I guess. They get away with one free throw made as Tagani missed the first, and it does put Kane into the bonus. So now when they are trying to foul to get the ball back, they do have the bonus in. They needed one more foul to get there. Now we're going to be joining Thursday Night Football in progress after this game. The Jets are hosting the Jaguars, and the Jags and Jets right now are tied at 3 in the first quarter. Again, we'll join that game in progress immediately following the conclusion of our post-game wrap-up. 40 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Kane going to inbound, coming out of the Bradford timeout. 34-27. Inbounded to Jakylik, and Taylor immediately fouls. So Jakylik will go to the line for a 1-1, rather. That was Mackenzie Taylor's fourth foul. She misses the first, and Callie Dixon has the rebound. Outlet pass to Benson, 33 seconds to go. Benson trying to set up, and stolen from behind. Pershini jumps on top of it. And it's going to be Owls basketball. Good hustle by Pershini to keep this alive. It's a 7-point lead for Kane, which is with 24 seconds left, plenty of time. But Mackenzie Taylor gets called for a double dribble. So that's going to be Kane possession. And that could be the difference maker. Here's the inbound, goes to Jakylik. Jakylik going to drive down right side. They don't have to do anything. Tagani, 15 seconds to go, and finally fouled. Yeah, wasted too much time there. Took about 14 seconds off the clock before sending Tagani to the line. And that's no good. So the score remains 34-27. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Bradford possession. 14 and a half seconds to go. So they'll be looking for a quick three-pointer. Benson gets across half court. Benson going to try to pull up. She does, and it's no good. Short. Goes out of bounds. Mia Anderson lets it go. And that's 6.3 seconds now. The Owls, Lady Owls, still going to fight this one out to the end. Here's the inbound, trying to get the steal. Can't do it. Mia Anderson down low. Layup no good. Mee Anderson gets the rebound, and that's going to be it. So a well-fought game by both sides. Kane's early lead ends up being the difference maker as they're able to hang on to it down the stretch for a seven-point win. Final score, 34-27. Kane wins over the Bradford Lady Owls. And that's going to do it from the Owl's Nest here. But we're going to take a quick break so I can tally up the points and stats. And we'll do a quick post-game recap. And any final thoughts here from the Owl's Nest as Kane comes away with the win. Again, 34-27. It's Bradford Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include Devin Kloss State Farm, WR Case & Sons, ABC Grow With Me, and Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford. This is Bradford High Lady Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including WR Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
W298CM Bradford. This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest as Kane is victorious here. The Lady Wolves top the Lady Owls 34-27. And exactly how we got there was really the story of Kane building the early lead and then able to hang on to that lead down the stretch. Do stay with us. We're only a couple of minutes away from Thursday night football. We're going to join in the Jets hosting the Jaguars very shortly. But real quick, want to wrap up this game. Kane jumped out to an early lead. They started the game on an 8-0 run. Took several minutes before the Owls were able to get on the board. Eventually, Callie Dixon does get the Owls. She scores the first 2 points, but they end the first quarter down by 8. It's 10-2 going into the second. From there, it would be more the same from Kane, but the Lady Owls were able to start to heat up. This is when Alana Benson started shooting. A lot of those shots started falling. They were able to put up 11 points, the Lady Owls, in the second quarter. However, Kane puts up 13, and we have a first half score of 23-15. Now the shots would start to drop off again for the Lady Owls as they just weren't able to find the stroke. Everything was off the rim, in and out. A very unforgiving rim here tonight on the home court for Bradford. But this second half, Kane starts to struggle a little bit as well. In fact, Bradford outscored Kane 6-8 in that third quarter, and it gives us a score going into the fourth of 27-19. So just an 8-point lead for Kane there. It does get close down the stretch, as it looks like maybe Bradford's going to be able to battle back. They outscored them again in the fourth quarter, 8-7, but ultimately that early 8-point run that Kane started out on was enough to make the difference as they win by 7, final score of 34-27. The leading scorer for the Lady Wolves tonight was Mia Anderson, their tall player down low. She won the tip, and then she made the first couple of buckets. She also hit up a 3-pointer in the second quarter. Altogether, she puts up 11 points to lead Kane. She's followed by Haley Hillman, who put up 6 points all from the free throw line. Went a perfect 6-for-6, 4 of them in the fourth quarter when the Lady Wolves were really trying to hang on to that lead. So she was a strong free throw shooter in the clutch. We also have Leah Tagani, who had 7 points. 6 of them came in the first half. We had Riley Haight and Maya Smith both with 4 points, and Cora Jakilic, who runs the point and is really a nice pass-first facilitator for Kane. She came away with 2 points. On the Lady Owl side of the ball, They did start to get production from a few more players. Remember, we said that was one of the things that was going to be key. They needed a third and maybe a fourth player to start producing points. They did get a couple more on the stat sheet, but it just was just came up short. They were led by Alana Benson, a senior who finished with 11 points. Eight of them came in the second quarter, and then they just went cold after that. Callie Dixon finished with 10 points. She was steady throughout, 5 in the first half and 5 in the second half, and then 2 points apiece from Corey Dixon, Carly Pershini, and Mackenzie Taylor. So all five starters do get on the board for the Lady Owls. We've just entered the second quarter of Thursday night football. Still tied up 3-3 are the Jaguars and Jets. So we're going to jump now into coverage from New York as the Jets host the Jaguars. Again, final score, Kane tops the Bradford Lady Owls 34-27. For my sound engineer and producer, Igor, this is Jimmy Kelt signing off of Bradford Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.